Just a quick thought about the beginning of the parsha. So, as you all recall from Mincha yesterday when you lay in the Torah, so the parsha starting with the halachot of Yoledet, Yoledet for Zachar and Yoledet for Nekeva. And the Rashi, quoting Chazal, after the first pasuk of second pasuk of the parsha, after starting to speak about the Yoledet, says Ishaki Tazria ve'alda Zachar. Rashi says, "Amar Rabbi Shimlai, keshem sheitzirato shel Adam achar kol beima chaya va'of b'maaseh bereshit." Exact like in when the creation of the world, the creation of men was after the beima chaya va'of. Kach torato nitparsha achar torat beima chaya va'of. The same way, also over here. The halachot regarding zachar nekeva, meaning a person, is appearing after all the halachot. Meaning that after we spoke about the different korbanot and we mentioned this korban, that korban, this korban from bakar, this one from tzon, this one from birds, etc., etc., then the Torah is mentioning also when a person is born and speaking about human being, and then the different korbanot that the yoledet need to bring. Now, if we are looking on what Rabbi Shamlai says about the creation of the person as being the after the creation of all men, all the animals, so the Gemara actually in Sanhedrin is speaking about why it's so, why man was created last, and the Gemara brings two reasons, bringing a few reasons, but two of them that look like in some kind of contradiction between the two of them. One of them saying that the reason for that is that a person will come to a prepared world, meaning that he doesn't need to go be there when things are still starting to be created, but man, because he's the most important part of the Yetzirah, of the old creation, that's why he was brought last, after we have already plants, trees, etc., you know, animals, and then mankind is coming into the world. And the second thing that the Gemara brings is Tanu Rabbanan Adam Nivra Be'erev Shabbat. Okay, what is the reason for that? Shim Tazuach Da'ato Alav Omer Lo Yatush Kadamcha B'Maaseh Bereshit. That if a person will be full of himself, will be too much, oh, you know, everything is for me, like the previous one said, right? God can tell him, even a mosquito was created before you. Now, I think that, you know, in some level, there is a misunderstanding of the previous one. And I think it's a misunderstanding that all of us, a lot of time, is looking in a wrong perspective on things. I mean, a lot of times we're feeling that, you know, we did that, we did that, we did that, so we deserve something. Or we have expectation, a high expectation, that means that we're chashuvim, okay? And what we don't understand, that the more that you're moving up, it's more responsibility and more achrayut. And therefore, there is no reason why we'll be feeling that feeling of tazuach dat, of full of himself, that will cause that somebody need to give us basically like a slap and saying, even a mosquito is here before you. Meaning when we moving up, and Bezrat Hashem, all of you will be successful, both in Torah and in your life, you need to remember that the more that you're moving up and moving and promoting and being that, it's more achrayut and it's more responsibility, and everything that you're doing need to be judged and be more careful because other people are looking also up to you. So with that, we should be all matzliach, Bezrat Hashem, in all aspects. Have a good one.